Bad stance?
Yeah, it's a bad stance because you would lose your ever loving mind if I gave you $1 million.
No, I feel like you're treating like $1 million like $100 million right now. I don't know. I have no idea what you're going to say.
If I gave you $1 million to choose at the end of a Browns-Ravens game with the Ravens throwing the pass.
I can choose something for $1 million.
Or Commanders-Bears game with the Commanders throwing the pass.
I'm about to do it for a lot less, by the way.
That's the rub here. That one of those teams was going to successfully pull off a Hail Mary. We'd all say the Ravens against the Browns and not the Commanders against the Bears, right?
Yeah, well, especially since the Ravens had better starting position and they were set up to go. By the way, why didn't Lamar... Did at any point did it cross Lamar's mind to just tuck it and run?
No, it didn't. Because I think he's in full, I'm not a running quarterback mode. I think he only runs out of necessity because I think he knows people... I mean, even now, like...
I mean, I think he would have got there. I think he had like one guy to beat if he just went down the right side. He had three blockers and one guy to beat. 30 yards for Lamar?
The problem becomes then you have to do the lateral thing, and that's where things get really sticky if that guy one guy does challenge.
I mean, it was
you.
Two plays in a row, though. He had an opportunity. Right? I feel like old Lamar would have just gone for it.
Yeah, but Lamar doesn't change the narrative about him.
I think you're right. I think he knew with the run it was going to continue to be Lamar saves the day with his legs.
Yeah. Now... I thought the Jaden Daniels play was the most fun play we've had in the NFL, and I can't think of anything this year that tops that or comes close to it. Fair?
Yeah, they just don't happen.
Yeah.
Everything down from the actual Hail Mary being completed to then the taunting that happened prior to the play, it was a masterclass in things we love as people.
That's actually, to me, the best part of it, because Tyreek Stevenson was 100% in the right to do what he was doing.
Because when you're in the right.
Because mathematically, you're never going to look like an a-hole in that situation.
No, you can't taunt Commanders fans and not even pay attention to the play as the play is unfolding.
He made it there. He was making a play on the ball. Give him the damn credit.
For those that didn't see it, he was in the far corner of the end zone away from the play, taunting Commanders fans as the play was snapped. And pay attention a little bit.
I don't know. I'm not. So I should say.
This is the Sunday Night Baseball broadcast when... Jeez, what shortstop was it? They weren't even looking at the field. They were turned away looking to the bleachers as the game was going on. And it was like, what do you do? I think it was Starlin Castro. I think that's who it was.
That definitely sounds like Starlin Castro.
And he was looking away towards the bleachers as plays were going on. And it's like, but focus on the game.
So I want to make it clear. He looks like a clown.
Okay.
Right, so
okay,
I'm not trying to defend what he's doing. What I'm saying is, statistically, he was playing a probability game.
Yeah.
And that probability is... The chance that the pass actually makes it to the end zone or close to the goal line is so low that I can do the minimal here, have some fun, and I'm probably going to get yelled at about it, but it's not going to lead to a game-winning touchdown. So the probability that he runs over, gets in the play, and it goes off his hand that then bounces back to Noah Brown for the game-winning touchdown, that is a 1% play.
Do you look at that play as a skill play by Jaden Daniels, or is that a luck play by Jaden Daniels?
A total luck play. There's no skill in it.
Okay.
I mean, other than
he said
really, really far.
In the post game, he did say his only objective was not to throw it beyond the end zone, because then obviously you can't catch it, and only bad things can happen from there.
By the way, that's total arm hubris. I didn't want to overthrow the end zone on like a 60-yard pass. Yeah, me too, buddy. Now, here's where we're actually going with this.
That was pretty cocky.
Here's where we're going to go with this. I don't think Bears fans can be that mad about that loss. Like, that is such a fluky way that never happens. I know there are things that led up to that point.
Yeah, because the Commanders played much better football than the Bears all day long. I mean, Caleb finished with like 140 yards passing or something. He was awful.
Yeah, and how many times is that going to happen exactly that way?
Might be the difference between them making the postseason and not making the postseason.
Yeah, but here's the thing. One, I didn't think you're going to make the postseason anyways. And I know they started hotter than people expected. Like, let's be realistic. But more importantly, it's the coolest play in the world. Like, it is. Like, when those plays, you cannot be mad. As a football fan, even if it happens to your team, you just have to sit back and go, okay.
I have a cousin of mine that was at the game. He went to D.C. for the game, and he posted on his Facebook stories after the game, was like, it wasn't a win, but it kind of felt like a win to me. I think he's leaving D.C. with the idea that they did win just because it was that close.
Like, that's, to me... I think everybody who's in that stadium who can now say for the next 50 years, I was there when the Jaden Daniels Hail Mary, that's better than any individual win in the NFL. You never want to lose. So I'm not saying you have to like losing, but if you have to lose and you lose that way, that is a story that will outlast. Like, if you just lost that game, just run of the mill. You don't remember.
It's Joe Flacco scoring twice in 2 minutes with the Jets to beat the Browns.
Yes. Yes, 100%. It is the, oh my God, I cannot believe that happened. So, and Alex should take it one step further. Losing that way is better than a nondescript win 30 years from now you won't remember.
Oh, well, definitely, from a memory standpoint, for sure. I think it rips your heart out, though. I do. I think that type of game is, that's a soul-sucking type game.
For who, the fans or the
everyone
players?
Involved. Everyone involved. Especially with the taunting by Stevenson, too. Everyone involved. You hate that loss.
If it rips your heart out, and if they go on a schneid, they probably weren't going anywhere in the first place. Like, so much of being a professional is compartmentalizing. It's what's made 1-6 and now 2-6 so startling. At some point, you just have to say, like, oh, hey, we're on to the next game and actually mean it. I think that's where you got to be if the Bears.
Can I tell you, I turned the red zone off right before that play. I did. I turned it off. I thought the game was over.
Like me turning off, was that game two? No, game three with John Kensey's home run.
That's right, you did.
Yeah, because I was like, bleep a nailer, man. And then Junkie Dunk hits that thing to Euclid.
It's brutal.
God. Darryl Leiter, next on 92.3 The Fan.